It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Evangelist Patrick Kimleti Sinyebeta, good evening to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Oh, my king. How are you, my king?
I'm well, Mdala. How are you?
Yes, my king.
We're concluding our conversation today, Mvangel. Talk to us about modern-day miracles. First and foremost, help us understand, do modern-day miracles really happen? I say this because many people go to churches, denominations, because they've heard they've raised, they've resurrected a dead person there. People get healed in that church. No, they go there. And then later on, they discover it was all a lie. It was a farce. Hence my question. Do modern-day miracles really happen? Do they exist?
My first question is, what are they modern? What are today's modern miracles, firstly?
The example I was making
I even want to know myself, what are today's modern miracles?
Yeah, I was giving an example of that person who was alleged resurrected.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you clearly.
Okay.
But my question to myself, what are modern miracles, actually? Because even myself, I'm anxious to know what are modern miracles. If I can be helped there, maybe I can be able to answer what are modern miracles. To me, miracle is a miracle that God performs. And miracles are happening almost every day of our lives. We don't need to go to church in order so that we can see what God is doing. We don't need to go to church in order to find out this, or maybe we need to pick a big miracle. What is a big miracle? What is a small miracle? Miracles, it's a miracle. And we don't go to church for miracles. We go to church for God to heal us. We go to church because we want to strengthen our faith. We go to church because we love God. Now, if we're going to go to church because of we want miracles, then it's going to be a problem. Do you hear me?
I hear you, Mvangeli. Why is it a problem?
Are you sure?
Why is it a problem?
Are you sure? No. The reason why is, as I said, in other words, we don't need God. We need miracles. In order for us, maybe, okay, we don't need God. If we go to church because of we want to see miracles, we don't go to church because of we want to see miracles. We go to church because we go to see the love of God, to see how God performs miracles in our lives. And we go to church because of what God did for us in Mount in Calvary, because Christ died for us. That's the reason why we go to church. We don't go to church because of we want to see big miracles. Because the problem, miracles are happening. But at the end of the day, miracles, they left people faithless. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Miracles are happening. Miracles do happen. But the problem at the end of the day, the miracles left people faithless. Left people didn't believe to God. So if we go to church because of we want to see big miracles, then that's a problem. Meaning that we don't go to church because of we love God. We go to church because what we want to see this. And we want to see this happen. If this doesn't happen, then there's no God. I don't know whether you hear me.
I hear you.
And the viewers are hearing me.
Yeah.
So we need to take that mind out of our minds that we go to church because of miracles. No. Even if miracles are there, even if miracles are not there, as long God is there. Because at the end of the day, we are not saved by miracles. We are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
It's not miracles who died for us. It's not miracles who died for us. It's not magic who died for us. Who died for us is Christ on the cross. It's Christ at Mount Calvary. That's what I want to emphasize.
Yeah.
So if we go to church, the reason why people, they go to church and they find these miracles happen. If these miracles don't happen, then they left. It means that in the first place, there was no love of God in their minds. That what was in their mind was to see a miracle take place. Then if the miracle didn't take place, then that's the reason people, they left God, because they didn't go to God, they go to miracles.
Okay. So who qualifies as a vessel to perform miracles, Mvangeli?
Wow. God, my friend, God is the one who do everything. God is the one who do, God is the one who qualifies everything.
Okay.
Not human being. I don't know whether I'm answering you right. God is the one who qualifies everything. So we need to look at God. We need to look to God. Kufuneka sijonge kuThixo into yonke that uThixo ayenzela thina ebomini bethu. Not another thing. It's not the miracle that is going to qualify me in order to see how big God is. It's God who qualifies me in order to see how God great is.
So how do we know when you have been qualified to perform a miracle? As human beings, how do I know that Umne has been given the power to perform miracles?
My friend, the Bible gave us a standard of finding a true prophet.
Okay.
The Bible gave us a standard of finding a true prophet. I see in the world, there are a lot of prophets. And all of them, they are saying they are called by God. Oh, my man, they spoke to God. I'm not idea when I want to speak to God. You don't know how ancient I'm looking. I want to speak to God. To speak to God facially, to speak to God face to face. I normally hear the people that they slept today, tomorrow he woke up and said, God spoke to me, I must open the church. I must open the big church, I must take people to God. Now, we need to go to the Bible. The Bible gave us the standard how to find a true prophet. If the prophet doesn't speak what God told us in the Bible, then we need to, then we have a question about that prophet.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of prophets. And all those prophets, they message that they quote the Bible. There are times that most of us people, we quote the Bible because of we want to do our things.
Yeah.
Not what God told us to do. Recently, you know that there were ones who were spraying people with doom.
Yeah, yeah.
There were ones who were giving people grass. There were ones who were doing funny things with people. Now go to the Bible and find out about those things. Find out about those things. The Bible, God didn't tell us a preacher or a pastor that in order for people to be healed, he must spray them with doom. Or he must tell them to eat the grass.
Yeah.
There's only one person we know in the Bible who ate grass was King Nebuchadnezzar. Because he was teaching, God was teaching him a lesson how to acknowledge God.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying to you, if a man called himself, he is said by God, he's a prophet, we need to go and check the standard of a prophet in the Bible. But the Bible explained now how to find a true prophet.
Okay.
That will be another topic of another time.
Fair enough. Does the devil perform miracles as well?
Ah, that's a big question, my friend.
Mm.
That's a big question. Devil, Satan comes from heaven, Puti. Okay. Lucifer comes from heaven.
Yeah.
Lucifer was sitting close with God. And remember, when God chased Lucifer out of heaven, God did nothing of Amanda like Satan and Lucifer. One Cooper, Utiko, Lucifer, he chased him out of heaven. So Usatana can do in miracles.
Yeah.
But it depends again how faithful are you to see. Okay, how believe yako in Jani with miracles. The devil can perform miracles, my brother. Let me just say it like that. Devils can perform miracles. But the problem you need to go to the standard of Christianity. The standard of Christianity is a Bible that will qualify you.
And also,
this one is performed by the devil. This one is performed by God. But how we go to the Bible? Because Satan can do that. Because Amanda, Agu Satan, we can't take them to him.
Yeah.
Because so he can perform miracles and he can use people. He can use humanity to perform miracles. Then at the end of the day, we believe and we think about that. Lamtu, lamanza, uwenzi, swengubani, nguthixo. So in end of Wednesday, how you believe kuthixo, how you believe kuSatan. Satan can perform miracles.
Okay, so give us the final verse now, or the guidance as to how do we discern when we finally see a miracle? How do we know that this miracle was performed by God or the devil?
There's a verse in the Bible, I think Deuteronomy 29:29.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a verse in the Bible, Deuteronomy 29:29. I think that verse says, izinto, things that we can't see. We can't explain those things. The things that we can explain are things that God revealed to us. Dibanga English, izinto ezivelileyo ayizo zethu. But izinto ezivelileyo zethu. But izinto that ezingavelanga zezikaThixo. We are gone. So now all I can say to viewers is we believe yakho ngothixo. We believe yakho ngothixo. Make sure that whatever comes in front of you, make sure is it written in the Bible. Because God spoke about these things that are going to happen in the last days. Prophets, Matthew chapter 24. There will be a lot of prophets coming in the world, and others they say they'll be sent by God and they will perform big miracles. Actually, go and read Matthew 24 from verse 1 up until you finish the chapter of chapter 24, and that's where you will find everything that God spoke about in the last days. False prophets that are going to come in the name of God. Remember, they came in the name of Jesus. In the name of God. As long as they mention the name of Jesus, people will follow. That's why I'm saying God gave us the standard. I think it's the book of Isaiah, chapter 20. Chapter 20, if you get the verse that say a true prophet, these are the things that will find it through. These are the things that will get to a true prophet. Then the Bible listed them. Fear God. Do the law of God. I know it's not against to the commandments of God. And the most prophets are today in the last days are against the laws of God, are against the 10 commandments of God. So my last is, I can say only to people, go and read Matthew chapter 24. That's where God put everything that are going to take place in the last days, because things are happening and people, they thought that it's God who did those things. Even the devil can do them.
All right. Masivale Mvangeli, let's close this conversation by giving us a word of prayer.
Whoa. Before Sivale, what is your name? I didn't get your name.
Naye Lupondwana. Yes.
Naye Lupondwana.
That's right.
Naye Lupondwana, thank you so much, my friend, man. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Thank
I'm
you.
So happy. I'm so happy for you. At least you expanded my mind.
All right.
So that I can go and read more and more and more and more.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to be with you, my man.
Thank you very much. Please pray as we close, Mvangeli.
Okay. Our Heavenly Father. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much, Thixo Sezulwini. Siyabulela ngelizwi lakho. Ilizwi lakho is helping us each and every day. Ilizwi lakho is expanding our knowledge. It's giving us experience so that we know more about you. Now we are in the last days. Things are happening. Teach us whatever is taking place outside there. Let's go and find out in the Bible so that at the end of the day, no one is lost up until you come by the clouds of heaven. Amen and amen. Thank you, Mr. Naye.
Thank you very much, Mbaget. Appreciate your time, sir.
You're welcome, amen. You're welcome, amen. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.